J.J. Watt should sign with the Cleveland Browns, and I'm here to say exactly why he should sign with the Browns, why they're better than the Packers, why they're better than the Steelers, why they're better than all these other teams, because he should go to the Browns.
Okay, so I know the odds of J.J. Watt ever hearing this podcast are very, very unlikely and very, very small. But I don't care. He should go to the Browns. And what if he does hear this? What if he goes to the Browns because he hears this? All right, it's very unlikely. Definitely not going to happen. But who knows, all right? Also, he should go to the Browns, just in general, all right? Like I'm a Browns fan, and I thought I should maybe finally make an episode that's just all about the Browns. Biggest reason, no more double teams. Like, how good does that sound? You would not be getting double teamed anymore. Like, imagine how many defensive players of the year Myles Garrett and J.J. Watt could get if neither of them were double teamed. They have 20 sacks a season each, like, easily. Like, neither of them are going to get double teamed. Neither. It's ridiculous. And, like, no team has two, like, I don't think a single team has a left tackle and a right tackle that are both good enough to shut down Myles Garrett and J.J. Watt. This, J.J. Watt would turn the Browns into a contender instantly. We draft a linebacker with our first-round pick. We have cap room. We could maybe still sign a corner in free agency. I've heard Richard Sherman. Like, J.J. Watt would be so good on the Browns. We have cap room. He says his biggest offers is $15 to $16 million. We have, like, double that. I think we're going to have, like, 27 to 30 million, I think. We have an offense that's good enough to play already. We have Baker. We have the best running backs in the game. We have Rashard Higgins, who I sure hope we re-sign him because there's no reason we shouldn't. He literally told Andrew Berry to send the papers to him, and he'd sign them instantly the other day. We have Jarvis Landry. I already said Rashard Higgins. Donovan Peoples-Jones. Like, we have a solid receiving core. I don't think we're going to hold on to Odell. But guess what that does? Frees up more cap space. We might get another draft pick. We might get another receiver for him. And we're going to free up cap space. It's just such a good trade overall. Like, I think we'll probably give Odell maybe to, like, the Buccaneers. Possibly the Packers. Which means, you know, Packers being the other team J.J. Watt might want to go to. I just saw the betting odds, and I decided to make this video. I think the Browns were actually the betting favorites after J.J. Watt's agent said that the Browns were not even in the top four teams, if you count the Raiders. If you want to learn more about that, go listen to my previous episode. Speaking of previous episodes, this is my fourth episode on J.J. Watt, and until he signs with the team, there's going to be a lot more. I almost promised that. J.J. Watt should definitely go to the Browns, though. We have the quarterback. We have the cap space. We have the supporting cast. Once Denzel Ward is back to healthy, which he is. 2 seconds. Denzel Ward will be back to healthy. We're going to have our other corner opposite him, Greedy Williams. There's your defense. We get a linebacker in the draft or two. We have the best offensive line in the game. We have the best 1-2 punch at running back in the game. We have Baker, who is looking like he's finally our franchise quarterback. Like, I think we have finally found our franchise quarterback in Baker Mayfield. We almost beat the Kansas City Chiefs last year in a game that was fixed by the refs. It wasn't fixed, but I don't know. There were some terrible calls. Like, if you guys have seen when Higgins was diving for the end zone, he got hit head-to-head, one. Two, the ball went through the end zone because he fumbled it. He probably got knocked unconscious by that super illegal hit. And then we lost the game because of that. It was still a really close game, though. And I don't know. The Browns would be the best fit for J.J. Watt. Myles Garrett always gets double-teamed. J.J. Watt always gets double-teamed. So you could double-team both of them, and then you'll have one offensive person, or you'll have, like, your center left, maybe a tight end. Like, and then we have our other three guys up front, maybe even two. Like, we could rush four every single time, have everyone else back in coverage on safety. No team would be able to pass against us. Literally not a single one. We could rush four and still be super effective. Sure, one of the other will get double teamed, and they'll both get double teamed if they have a tight end on them. But then there's three other guys in the middle who can bust through, and no team is going to do that. So, I don't know. And then that also takes another receiving option, and you have seven guys in coverage and even less receivers. You can run zone every play. You can double team people on man coverage. Like, if we're going up against the Chiefs, we could double Tyreek Hill. We could double Travis Kelce. At the same time, like, J.J. Watt signing with the Browns would completely change everything. We would become an instant Super Bowl favorite. He could sign with the Packers, on the other hand. They're already Super Bowl favorite, though. And the Browns are just the better team in general. Because Baker Mayfield younger than Aaron Rodgers. We have better running backs. We don't have to play Tom Brady. Well, actually, no, I think we do on our schedule. That's only once, though. We'll still beat him. But the Packers, like, I can see why he want to go there. But guess what? He's going to get double-teamed on the Packers. On the Browns. He will not get double-teamed. It's just not going to happen. Because Myles Garrett is opposite him. Like, people thought Myles Garrett had a good chance at winning Defensive Player of the Year before he caught COVID. And he had it bad. Like, Myles Garrett had COVID bad. Like, if you've seen him ever since he got back, like, he couldn't play as often. He was, like, breathing real heavy. Like, and he's not out of shape or anything. Like, he is still a very solid force. And he's just going to do breathing exercises. He'll be back to normal by this season. Put J.J. Watt opposite Myles Garrett, two Defensive Player of the Year candidates on either end of each other. Denzel Ward is still a good corner. We haven't really seen a bunch of Greedy Williams yet, but I'm sure he's going to be super solid. We just need to improve our linebackers and safety, which even if we sign J.J. Watt, we'll have the cap space at the draft picks to do. J.J. Watt should sign with the Cleveland Browns. No questions about it. They are the best fit for him, and it's probably why they're the betting favorites right now. All right, so hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Goodbye.